Top of the morning. Top of the morning. May 21st? A Thursday? As we barrel into summer a little bit more. Good times. I had this dream last night that was completely fucking weird and kooky. And we've been tussling with the whole idea of taking these kids to church. You know, Zen had the Catholic Church for a while. Miles is at that point right now where his synapses are open enough to really ponder the... Oh, there's a love dove in the corner of the house, shitting away. It's all white up there. Pondering the, you know, the intricacies of theology and God and all that stuff. So, I had this dream last night, and it could relate. It relates to a handful of things that goes on in my brain, but one thing in particular is that on this Facebook social utility, you know, I've gone back and forth to the validity of it. Is it worth it? What the fuck? And it's just got to a point where it's just taxing. It's just like, I get all these people from my past that, you know, ping me and want to know what's going on. And when I give them a good heartfelt response, I get nothing back, or I get some pithy little fucking response. Like Joseph, for instance, had this big write-up that I put about, you know, you dying and Rico dying and Maria dying, my condolences, and asking him how, you know, how everything's going. And then I talk about the Severoli pasta. Anyway, I get some pithy response. Yeah, I work for the pasta company. What are you doing for fucking work? It's the same fucking thing with them, man. It's like, you don't get anything other than where you work. Where am I working? What the fuck? Of all the things you could have asked after all these years, where are you working? You're worried about where I'm working. It's like, fuck. That was his gig, though, all the time. He was always a fucking worker bee, and that's all he's worried about. He never really struck me as anybody that had too much substance I wanted to delve into, and now that Maria's gone, it's like, I don't know how much contact I'm going to be having with anybody up east. Alan's solid gold, which is nice to have as a contact. But anyway, I had this dream last night that, Carrie, Miles, and Zen and I were all driving somewhere, maybe on a little road trip, and we get derailed and get to some part of America Christian church. I think my mind went back to the old days of the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church that I went to like once. So we get in there, and oh, it's awful. I mean, it's fake, and there's this guy that comes up that almost looks like a Gorgon Martian with this huge Unipisa glasses for glasses, reading some sermon that's right off a teleprompter without any real heart and soul. And we're going through the motions and all this, and we get to the, and I see these people from high school. They're waving me on. I'm like, oh, no, no. And it's just like the Facebook thing. I don't want to know what you guys are doing. I didn't give a fuck what you're doing then. Now, especially now, it hurts. So, we sit through this thing, and I'm separated from Carrie and the boys. They're somewhere else. It's like we were drawn into this sermon for some reason, and it's like we couldn't figure a way out. So I'm sitting there, and we're sitting there, and we're doing our thing, and we get to the end, and they have this special sermon. Oh, and then this is it. This is where you play into it. You're in the dream, and you're, like, really hard to, like, pick up and move around, and at one point, we had to move you, and you were laying down on the ground, and then you finally woke up and got up, and I thought I was going to have to help you. Wow, my memory is coming back to me now. I had this memory that you were in a nursing home before. I think that's what we were doing. We were visiting you. And I remember before we left, I grabbed your shoulder and held on to you, and I didn't want to let go. And I kept saying, we'll be seeing you, buddy. We'll be talking to you soon. We need to hang out more. That was it. That was fucking it. We were talking about we need to hang out more. And I was convinced in my dream that we were, because that whole time before you died, we didn't hang out much, and you had mentioned it. We need to hang out together more. Also, I'm reading this book by John Updike, Rabbit Redux, and it's talking about this father's talking to his son about visiting his mom that has Parkinson's and do it more, and he doesn't want to because he doesn't want to see how sick she is, which is kind of was just what Joanne was doing with you, and I was just thinking about that whole thing. But at any rate,
wow, that's wild.
I did. I ran into you last night. That was the reason why this is so vivid. So after we run into you, we load you up in the car. You're with Mom, and we go to this church service. After the service, we're in this back room. It's really hard to get you up back in the seat, but it was like we had this virtual car that we could like load up in there. It was parked in this place, in this back of this church, and we were gonna leave. And Zen was like the flower kid or something. He was livid. He was acting like Miles. He was dumping shit over and going crazy. Had this weird costume. I think Carrie did too. And we had to get the costumes off before we left. We finally got out of there, but it was one of the more fake, plastic, made up fucking sermons. Just kind of the way I remember Christianity when I was in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in the high school thing. It's just so no heart and soul, just going through the motions, just it's like a fake piece of wood, like a fake fucking tree. It's like, what the fuck am I doing? I had a whole fucking woods outside and all this shit around me that's real, and I'm gonna shove myself into something that's not? Just my feeling, my gut with a lot of these churches, of just going to a church and picking this fucking place that you decide is the way, the whole end all be all of your spiritual rendezvous down here. It's just so, that door just doesn't seem like something I want to open. But I do want to open doors, and I think it's all about reading about different religions and all that good stuff for kids. So anyway, wow, that's wild. I don't know where the dream left off. I think I ended up getting back in the house and, I know, it meandered on to a weird house with these people that were vaguely familiar, seemed like from childhood, like a real backwoods house. Man, it must be that Updike novel. All of those scenes, because they're in this little cramped house. And I must have envisioned that these people that we were with was the family, Rabbit's family in this book. But it was cool because you were there, and I remember touching you, and it was like almost astral projection. I felt it was you, and I felt like I got to say goodbye again. And it was weird in my dream, because as I was walking down that hall, and it was like at the nursing home, you were standing there, and I could tell you were upset too. It's like I wanted to tear around and say, I love you, buddy. And I could feel that you wanted to do the same thing. It was weird. It's like these dreams with you were just these enormous waves of sensations that are completely interwoven with all of these different aspects, these ramblings of my subconscious that roar from my past and bubble with my present. And it's cool. It's proof that there's a lot of little things that you have to deal with in this life, and you hope you can cinch up before you leave. Certainly hope I can. Emotions to get a hold of, and dangling modifiers and dangling participles and all that good shit. But wow, what a fucking, what a rambling dream. I think Carrie needed to go to the bathroom and woke me up, which is why I got out of it. But I was sitting there laid back down thinking about, wow, that's a fucking hell of a fucking dream. Let me figure out what happened. And I didn't even think about you being in it while I was doing that till now. And it's weird how you get your dream brain back, probably after enough coffee and time being awake. But, yeah, that's it. That's all I got, pal. Enjoy your jaunt there on the other side. And I'll keep moving to my straight line here. Say what, real quick, before I leave, this is weird. Last night I was watching the special on how major highway systems form suburbs and growth in a lot of major cities, such as New York, Denver, and Portland. It's crazy to think, and I was sitting there, I'm like, I'm that guy. I'm in a house in the suburbs. I never thought I would be. I always thought I'd be an urban dweller, and I want to get back to the city someday. I really think that's the vitality and the lifeblood of not only living, but having having a healthy fucking city, you know? God, these kids would love it too. Again, it's schooling. with all the shit that you guys think about. And a whole new subsect with miles and dealing with the deal. Anyway, that's it for me. Adios, amigo.